This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Bullseye on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the BetRivers Network Dart Show. I'm Nigel Seeley and I'm delighted to say joining me to look ahead to a big week of darts, it's the World Match Play in Blackpool, is darts statistician Carl Fletcher. Carl, how are you, sir? The man who is in red hot form. The weather might be hot, but Carl, your darts picks have been in absolute red hot form on the BetRivers Network.
Afternoon, Nigel. Yes, two from two in terms of outright winners on the first two episodes. I thought that might buy me a bit of time, take the pressure off, but I feel more pressure now to get 3 out of 3. So, yeah, but I'm confident in my selection. We'll see how we get on. But, yeah, all's going well at the moment on the tipping front.
Yeah, all very good. And listen, don't put the pressure on you. The pressure's when you have your 0-3, 2-3. We've got enough money. I mean, the people are jetting all around. School holidays is coming up. People have got holidays planned. If they providing they can get away on the aeroplanes on your dart selections. And if you don't get the win this weekend, but I think you will anyway. As Meatloaf said, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, mate. So don't worry about that, Carl. Let's just go into this week. It's a big darts tournament. It's probably the second biggest tournament. You know, I think they're probably third now behind the Premier League, but it used to be the second biggest tournament behind the World Championship. It's the World Match Play at the iconic venue of Blackpool's Winter Gardens. Now, I'm a man who's been to this venue many, many times. I used to work for a bookmaker called Stan James that sponsored this event, and I've been at this venue many, many times. And the one thing I will tell you about it, it's the hottest place on earth. Forget the Grand Canyon. Forget anywhere else. Vegas is in 45 degrees at the moment. The temperature at this venue is absolutely boiling. At the weekend, when it starts on Saturday, England and the United Kingdom could be having the hottest weather conditions on the Sunday and on the Monday. Before we come into the betting, I remember when I used to go up there, I always used to go under the 180s. With the sweat from the players. I remember there's a big, very big darts player over here called Rod Harrington, who's a commentator, and he said that he played in the final one year at this venue and he couldn't grip the dart. His hands were sweating so much with the sweat. That is a very interesting thing when you're looking at props in his tournament for the 180s, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, some people just don't handle the heat of the stage. Obviously, being an iconic venue, it's one that the players love to play at, but it does get red up there. And I think you have to be one of these players who can handle that. If you don't, you're going to struggle. Obviously, the grip is important, although some of the better 180s are that quick that it may not affect them as much as some of the others. But yeah, you've got to be able to handle the conditions, especially with our unusual forecast for Sunday, Monday especially. It looks like it's going to be an absolute scorcher in England. So it's going to be red hot in that venue.
Yeah, and that venue is probably 10 degrees hotter than anywhere else I've ever been to. It's absolutely boiling. A very small venue, but packed in very close to the stadium. And a lot of players say this is their favourite tournament of the darting calendar. Carl, just before we go into some of the picks, just give us a little bit of an insight of the tournament. What is it best over? How many players are playing? And what sort of the length of the matches and how the tournament works?
Yeah, I mean, it's a 32-man knockout. There's now group stage, straight knockout. The matches progressively get longer. First two rounds, first round is 1st to 10, second round is 1st to 11, then it goes to 1st to 16, 17, 18 as the final progresses. So I think the first two rounds, if you're going to see surprises, you're going to get them in the first and second round. It's basically the top 16 in the world plus the next 16 on the top order of merit, which basically is those in form on the Pro Tour, so Players' Championship events, those kind of events. Basically, you're looking at the top 16 in the world versus the next 16 in form, really. So it's always an event stacked with talent, and this year is no exception. Every year people say it's the best one yet, and there's argument for that. I don't stand on either side in that one because I think every year we say the same. But yeah, it's definitely almost the top 32 in the world, not in rankings, but definitely in form, really.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, this, for me, looking at the betting of this, I followed darts for 20 plus years. You've always had a Phil Taylor, you've always had Michael Van Gerwen at the peak of his career. Even before that, we had, you know, John Parr, who was always the second favourite behind Phil Taylor. But I don't think I've ever seen a darts tournament as wide open as this one. If you look at the betting, Michael Van Gerwen is plus 550. So that's 5.5 to 1. And that is the tournament favourite. Other than that, you've got people at 8 to 1. Can you recall the tournament where there's so much depth of talent, where anybody in that top 32 can win it, and we have a favourite at plus 550?
Now, I mean, the prices reflect the current status of the PDC. Anybody can win any event. And this being almost the best 32 in the world, means that anyone could actually turn up, and you wouldn't be surprised if anybody did win the event. There's a few you'd probably be a bit more shocked if they did, but you could argue that everyone is capable of winning this event. As you say, years gone by, I remember back in Phil Taylor at Even Money, and I thought it was a steal the one year for him to win the event, and he did. And then Van Gerwen was always odds on, but I can't recall a field so open and such as this. And I mean, a few years ago, you'd have been laughed if you'd have said you get Van Gerwen at that kind of price. So.
Yeah, Michael Van Gerwen is coming to a little bit of form, isn't he, in recent weeks? But he's had a bit of setback. He's had he had an operation, didn't he? Or he had some sort of injury concern. Probably why he's plus 550. So what do you think of him? He's going to be he's always a very, very heavily supported person for all the books. Bet Rivers always take a big hand on him because he is the man that everybody knows, Michael Van Gerwen. And I think a lot of people will be looking at this, especially if in America, and think, Michael Van Gerwen, get plus 550. We've got to be betting that. What do you think of Michael Van Gerwen's chances this week?
I'm not too sure, actually. He won the Premier League, which obviously is one of the flagship events on the PDC now. I think, obviously, outside the World Championships and this event, the Premier League is probably the next biggest. For me, it's the match play is the second biggest. He did feature in the Dutch Dart Masters recently, but lost first round to Danny Noppart. He is recovering from carpal tunnel surgery, and he's not really played since then. So he's played once in about 4 or 5 weeks. He lost that match. So the jury's out for me. He's got a tough opener as well against Adrian Lewis, who actually won an event last week. So I'm not too sure. At the minute, I'd be in the camp happy to take him on at this stage. Again, if he comes through that opening round and all, he's all well with him, you could see his price tumble massively. But at the minute, pre-tournament, given we don't know too much about his current state of affairs in terms of his injury and recovery, I'd be happy to take him on at the minute. But obviously, he's a threat to everybody if he turns up in some sort of form. He didn't play too bad against Noppart in that game, which was sort of a week and a half, 2 weeks after his recovery. But He started absolutely amazing, then he flagged a bit towards the end. So that would be my worry, especially over these longer formats. But yeah, I'd be happy to take him on at this stage.
Yeah, I mean, me too. I think you're very, very brave to take on someone who's only played one game of competitive darts in 5 weeks and has actually lost that game and coming on the back of some surgery. Just anybody who's joined to this this podcast or listened to this, watch this show for the first time, we've had two tournaments in this tournament. We had two darts shows previously. One of them, we previewed the US Masters darts, and Carl tipped Michael Smith, who went on to win the tournament. And in our follow-up tournament, we had the World Cup of Darts, where Carl tipped Australia, that went on to win the tournament. Is it 10 to 1, that one, Carl?
10 to 1 Australia, 5 to 1 Michael Smith.
10 to 1 and 5 to 1. So this is the man who's in form. He's already told us that he feels that Michael Van Gerwen is potentially no value at plus 550. Staggering to say we're actually saying that sentence, Michael Van Gerwen is no value at plus 550. So if we want to take on the Dutchman, where do we look to oppose him in the winner's market?
Well, looking at what we used to call the big three, you've got Gerwen Price and Peter Wright. Gerwen Price isn't in the best of form either, so I'd be happily taking him on. He's more than capable. He's in a quite a decent draw, but I just don't think he's in the form that we want. I'm looking at Peter Wright. He's defending champion. Last year, he averaged just under 105 for the whole tournament. He wasn't in the best form till recently, but last week on the Pro Tour, over four events, he averaged just under 101 for the actual 4 days, which is fantastic. He started to hit a bit of form. He was knocking in the 180s. He was knocking at the ton plus finishes. So, yeah, I quite like his chances of progressing. I think he's got a nice opening round draw against Madars Rasma from Latvia. And then he faces possibly Ratajski or Bunting in the next round. And I think those represent decent draw to start with. And I think that's the key to this event. If you're looking for somebody to get through those opening rounds, especially in the shorter format, And I think his draw represents a chance to get to that stage. After that, the last eight could be Dimitri van der Berg or Johnny Clayton, who would both be a sizable opponent. But yeah, I think Peter Wright was fantastic last year. We know he can handle that stage. And that's what I'm looking for, somebody who's been there and done it. Perhaps there's a few pretenders to that crown. But yeah, Peter Wright would be where my tip is at the moment. I just think he might be coming into form at just the right time.
Yeah, Snakebite is available 8-1 with Bet Rivers. Just go through some other leading contenders. Johnny Clayton is also 8-1. Gerwin Price, the two Welsh players, are also 8-1. Michael Smith, the recent winner of the US Masters, which was tipped by Carl, is now 10-1. Dimitri van der Berg, who's getting some decent form at 11. And Luke Humphreys, who's been absolutely on fire in recent weeks, he's 11-1, but hasn't got it on that big stage. He hasn't won a big tournament. And that experience, we feel, is where Peter Wright, the defending champion and the current world champion, at 8-1, represents some value. We did say it's an open-looking field, and we can go down the list, and there's some bigger price players as well. For someone who you think could potentially produce some shocks at some big prices, or someone who we could be looking at for each way betting, Bet Rivers are offering an each way bets on here, so you get half the odds on your player if you get to the final. If we're looking for some bigger priced outsiders, who do you think potentially could shock over the course of the next week or so?
Well, I think you're right. I think Luke Humphreys is one of those that you want to be on the right side of. Keep an eye on him. He's won five events already this year, and he just hasn't won one of the big ones yet, but his time will come. He's still relatively young in darting terms. He's in the same draw, half of the draw, as Peter Wright, so they could meet in the semi-final, and I actually think that may happen. But yeah, Luke Humphreys is one to keep an eye on. At bigger prices, in the bottom half of the draw, I quite like Rob Cross. He didn't have the best of weeks last week. He lost a few opening round matches, but one of those included against Raymond van Barneveld. But he came into a bit better form. But he's playing that not too bad, considering he didn't get the results. He's averaged 900-plus averages in his last 19 matches. So he's playing well enough. He's reached a couple of finals on the Euro Tour recently. And he won this event back in 2019. So he's been there, done that. And I think the heat won't get to him too much. I think he's around about 20-1. I'm not sure the exact odds for him. But Rob Cross in that section, he's in the same section as Gerwin Price, which I think is a wide open section. And I'd be looking at him in terms of value from the bottom half, although I do like Dave Chisel in the same section. Both playing some decent stuff, but my preference would be for Rob Cross out those two.
Yeah, other prices. Rob Cross is available 18-1 with Bet Rivers, who are offering a half the odds 1-2. So you get 9-1 if he makes the final, if you did an each way bet. And also for Dave Chisnell, 33-1 is the odds you'll get with Dave Chisnell. But Dave Chisnell, the amount of money I've lost on Dave Chisnell over the years, he's a quarter finalist, and he plays brilliant in round one and round two. Gets to the quarter final, gets in a fantastic lead, and then suddenly mental block happens, and he on the floor and in practice rounds, Dave Chisnell's a world champion in the waiting. When he gets on stage, just cannot get over that line. So that's the outright market. We're going to go for Peter Wright, defending champion, 8-1. Rob Cross at 18-1 as our each way selection. And look out for Luke Humphreys, who could do well, maybe meet Peter Wright in the semi-finals, and Dave Chisnell at a decent price to progress. Bet Rivers also have to win the quarter, so you can bet your player to come through on the quarter. And there's a whole host of props in what is the second biggest tournament in the Darts Canada year in Blackpool's Winter Gardens. Let's have a look at some matches. The matches start on Saturday evening, going into Sunday evening as well. A lot of matches on the Saturday. We start off, Danny Noppert's the first game we start off with. But you've picked out a couple of people that you quite like, a couple of players you quite like at odds against, at plus money. Who do you like on the match bets?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult. Some of the matches are quite tight to choose. It's not one possibly to get too heavily involved, because I think it's not, there's no guarantee. But I quite like Gabriel Clemens to beat Jose de Souza. Jose de Souza in no state of form at the moment. He's averaged less than 90 for the week last week.
What do you think's happened there? Is it because he can't hit the 180s, or he's so prolific on the 180? Is it the finishing that's letting him down? What seems
to happen? I think his 180 prowess is not quite what it was when he was winning the Grand Slam a couple of years ago. And he just hasn't looked the same player. I think that power scoring, he's heavily reliant on that. And if that doesn't get far in, because there's so much talent in there now that people can fire back with 180s as well. I think he has struggled last few months, and I think it is his 180 prowess that seems to be more of the problem. He relies on that heavy scoring. If it doesn't happen, he, he just doesn't seem to fire on all cylinders. And to average less than, well, it was 88 over the 4 days last week, he's quite low for somebody who's as high in the rankings as Jose de Souza. Gabriel Clemens actually reached a final last week. He lost in the final, actually, 8-0. But he lost to Dirk van Dijvenbode, who's in decent form anyway. But he's averaging slightly better. I think Gabriel Clemens is one of those players, almost like Dave Chisnell we mentioned before, you're not one to trust a great deal, but I'd be happy to take on Jose de Souza at odds on. I think that Gabriel Clemens represents a decent opponent there at odds against. And perhaps another one I quite like is Joe Cullen against Damon Hetter. Mm-hmm. One of the best first round matches. I think Luke Humphries v Aspinall is a terrific match, and that's probably one I will wait to have to see if Luke Humphries comes through in terms of outright betting. But Joe Cullen, he lost in the Premier League final, had match darts to win the Premier League to Michael van Gerwen. He won the Masters in the opening week. He's won a couple of other events as well. Now, Damon Hetter is in actually fantastic form, but again, he's not done it in a big event yet. He won the World Cup as a partner of Simon Whitlock for Australia, but this is a different format. I think Joe Cullen odds against and being the seed, he's decent enough value. I quite like Joe Cullen as well. And as I say, form-wise, he's done nothing wrong. He wasn't great last week, but he's been there, done it, and obviously unlucky not to win the Premier League recently as well.
Yeah, I mean, let's have a look at these matches. The Clemens price is plus 138 to beat D'Souza. You have to wait till Monday for that game, probably around about 8 o'clock European time start, and it's about 3 o'clock Eastern time. So 3 o'clock Eastern time over there, stateside. And Cullen is plus 115 to beat Hetter. That's surprising me, Cullen, plus 115. I think, you know, talking about the heat, that's one player who's lean, who's quick, who's fast, who can get the job done without the heat and affecting him. I really like, I think Cullen there at plus 115 is very, very tempting. Hetter's suddenly become a player that the public quite like, haven't they? I mean, they've sort of cottoned onto him and his odds are a little bit too low. I'm very surprised to see Cullen at plus 115. That's on Sunday. And obviously Sunday is going to be potentially the hottest day on record over here in the UK. So that definitely looks like one. One thing I would say, though, Hetter would be used to the heat, wouldn't he, with it being Australian. So he'd be okay with that. You've got a parlay for us as well. You've picked out three that plays quite a nice little parlay.
Yeah, looking at the odds, there's not many I strongly fancy, but Danny Noppart's been in great form this year. I think he could beat Brendan Dolan, although Dolan actually signed off with the last win in the most recent ranking event, but he wasn't in any sort of form before that. Noppart's enjoying a good year. I expect him to come through that. He's won the UK Open, he's reached a couple of Euro Tour finals, he recently won a floor event as well, so Noppart's in form.
Just before we go on to the next one, that Dolan game, I always, 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 whoever Dolan plays, I always go under his 180s. He's always like under 2.5, under 3.5, 180, something like that. And I cash pretty much every time I ever play it. It's always a disappointment. When I see Dolan first round, I think that's the bet that cashes every single time. So if you look at a prop, Dolan 180s, in that heat, you know, in a game that he's probably going to lose quite easily, I would have thought. If you can bet Dolan up under 2.5, 180s or something like that, that is a great bet. So I like that. Noppert is the first leg of the parlay against Dolan. Leg number two
is Dimitri Vandenberg. You mentioned him earlier on. He recently won a couple of World Series events. He's won this previously 2 years ago, then followed up by reaching the final last year. He faces Callum Ridds, who seems to have gone off the ball very slightly just lately. So he'd be leg two, and he's also a big 180 hitter as well, Dimitri Vandenberg.
And we've got Noppert, Dimitri Vandenberg. Are both those games on Saturday? They start on Saturday?
I think the one after another on Saturday. I think they're on about the opening night, yes.
So they start on Saturday. We've got Noppert and Vandenberg, and our final leg of the parlay is
James Wade to beat Martin Lukeman. Martin Lukeman's one of the surprise packages of the year. He's done exceptionally well recently. He actually thumped Michael van Gerwen 7 recently. I think it was 6-1, 7-0, something like that recently. So he's there in form. But Wade's used to this stage. He's a previous winner. Lukeman, it's the first time he's been in this event. He obviously could be a bit of a transition for him. But yeah, Wade, I think Wade's the last leg of the treble. And I quite like the look of him to beat Martin Lukeman at the prices.
And is that on Saturday as well, Carl?
No, I believe that one's Monday night. I haven't got the schedule in front of me, but okay. I believe that one's Monday night, that one.
So we have to wait a little while to see if we cash on the parlay. So this is the recap of the bets here for the World Match Play Darts. Remember, the tournament starts on Saturday. So for your futures, for all your quarter betting, you have to get the bets on before Saturday with Bet Rivers. We're going to go for the defending champion, Peter Wright, Snakebite Wright, defending world champion as well. He's 8-1. We think he's got a great draw. He's coming to some great form. He's scoring high. He's averaging well. The only trouble is with him, he could change his darts, and we don't know what's going to happen. But he changes his darts every single time. But an 8-1, we like Peter Wright. For the each-way support, we're going to go in the bottom half of the draw. We're going to go for another previous winner here and another previous world champion, Rob Cross, at 18-1. We also give a little bit of an outside chance for Dave Chisnell, but probably look for him in the to win the this section of the draw. Lots of props available on Bet Rivers. On the match bets in round one, we're going to go for Clements to beat D'Souza. D'Souza completely out of form. A prolific 180 scorer. Hasn't really been getting the 180s. And in the heat, he's a big, big man. I think he could suffer a little bit in the heat. Plus 138. We think Cullen is the wrong favourite against Hetta. Damien Hetta, the guy who's just won the World Cup with Australia. A very, very heavy public support for Hetta. But Cullen is the form horse. He's the most established player. He's a seeded player. But yet you can get plus 115. And we're going to go with a parlay. Starts Saturday, so make sure you get down early. Knoppet to beat Dolan, Vanderberg to beat Rids, and James Wade, another former winner here, to beat Lookman, and it plays plus 194. That's the picks. Is there anything else? Are you up there this week, Carl?
No, I'm covering the event for a few different providers. So yeah, plenty of work going on, but not up there now. I'm actually sort of working on it at the night. But yeah, it's looking like it's going to be a great tournament. I'm not there, but I'll be following all the action throughout as well.
Yeah, hopefully we can do one of these again during the tournament after the first round gone, time permitting, if we can get it in for, so we can see how our tips are getting on and sort of progressing for the tournament, because it's a week tournament, isn't it? It's an 8 days tournament, so it's a lot of darts action, lots of afternoon sessions, lots of opportunities to play. If anyone wants to follow you on, Carl, check out your great work and have a look for your information on darts and any stats they need to go. Where do they need to look out for you for?
You can follow me personally on Twitter at Carly Fletch, or you can follow my darts tracker page, which is @darts_tracker. Either one of those I'll be posting on over the event.
Yeah, and stats are so important in darts. If you look at the darts betting, you have to meet your stats, especially 180s. You have to know the 180s. You have to look at the form. And all that I've provided on Carl's fantastic Twitter handle on his website. If you want to follow me, you can follow me on Twitter @Seely_Nigel. And please also follow the Bet Rivers Network, the BRN Network. We also have the YouTube channel. Please subscribe to that, and I'll give you a little ring every time any of any content's dropping. It's a great week. The Open Golf Championship. There's lots of tennis action coming up as well in the build-up to the US Open. And the soccer season is not far away, so with lots of stuff on there. And also, please download us on your podcast provider, your preferred podcast provider. We're doing very well in the charts. We want to keep that momentum, and we need your help doing that. Carl, it's been a great chatting to you about the darts. Look forward to it. Mate, stay safe. Get out of that sunshine. And we'll keep that winning one going. That's what we want. We want we've 100% winning record of the outrights. And I really like Peter Wright. And we're going to get the winner again, and we're going to maintain that record. Take care, everyone. And please remember to gamble responsibly.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Bullseye on the Bet Rivers Network.